You are listening to KMRS. It is time now for the KMRS Community Connection. I am your host, Marshall Hoffman. And with me today, I have the Morris School District's Teacher of the Year, Kevin Pope. How are you, Kevin?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big honor for sure.
How long have you been teaching?
So this is year 15 going on 16 years. And all of my years here at Morrison.
Yeah, nice stretch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good. It really, really has.
Now to be Teacher of the Year, would it be you're in the running now for the statewide?
Yeah, that's correct. Thing? So the way it works is if you're selected from your own district, then you're in the running to be the statewide Teacher of the Year. So there's a process that goes into that. Fill out some forms and see what the state.
Yeah. Has Morris had a statewide Teacher of the Year?
No, we have not. We have had a couple of people be in the semifinal round because they narrow things down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of school districts.
There are, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what got you into teaching, huh?
I probably, like most people that go into teaching, there's a connection from back when I was in school. One of my teachers, my science teacher in particular in my high school was a big influence on my decision to do that. But even before then, I always kind of had a desire to help people and be involved with young people's lives. When I was in school growing up, I helped out with youth programs and that type of thing. So kind of found out that I enjoyed that. There wasn't a group of kids that ever scared me off, I guess. So that helps too.
Yeah. Yeah, we should say I didn't mention that, but yeah, you are the science teacher, one of the science teachers there at the Morris Area High School.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what attracted you particularly to teaching science? How did you know? I'm sure you liked science when you were young,
yeah,
but what did you know? Like, you know, I like to teach science.
Well, science was always a subject that I really enjoyed, and I just like learning about things and how things work, and I guess maybe that science teacher I had made it seem like that was a good way for me to go.
Yeah. Where was that? What high school was that?
That was when I went to high school.
Ely. Beautiful Ely. Yeah. Gateway. Especially. Gateway to the Boundary Waters. Yes.
Right.
We know it well. Nice. All right. Then your path led. Where did you do your undergrad and all that?
Yeah, so after graduating high school in Ely, I ended up going to college here in Morris at UMM. I finished up all 4 years, well, 5 years, including my student teaching here, and had a great experience. I did a couple of classroom opportunities in the high school here, and then I student taught in Wilmer, just down the road. And right out of high school, I was able to get hired here in town. Where I've been ever since.
Met your wife in college?
My wife and I have been together since high school. So she's an Ely grad as well. We graduated high school together. She did come to school down here at UMM, and she has been working at the district as long as I have. She teaches kindergarten.
Right, yeah. Well, I didn't know she was also from Ely. Yep. Oh, interesting. Two Elyites.
Right. Right.
All right. And then, of course, you're also coaching. That's another one of your, another hat you wear.
Yep. And, coaching was, I think some people get into coaching or they get into teaching so they can coach. That wasn't the case for me. I knew I wanted to teach. Coaching was a bonus. And I love coaching. I do. And luckily for me, there's things that go hand in hand. I get a lot of enjoyment from teaching and coaching. So.
Well, coaching is a type of teaching, isn't it?
Right. Yes. Yeah, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In both roles, I like the impact. Try to have a positive impact on those around me. And I think that's where I feel like you get both of those.
Yeah. And you've been head coach of the football program for how many years now?
This was year 12.
Year 12. Whoa.
It's amazing how
time flies. That's a pretty good run. Yeah. What's your hope for next year? You're looking good. Team looking good.
Yeah, we always have a bunch of good kids, and you know it's hard to replace kids that graduate. We had really good seniors this year that are graduating, but we have a new group of kids coming in next year.
All right. What's new in the world of science teaching?
My role at the school has actually shifted in the last couple of years. I do teach physics, and that's been fantastic. But within the last 3 years, I don't only teach science anymore. I have a new role up there called a position that we sort of created called a student success coach. And it's essentially a support role, kind of like an academic counselor that I fulfill up there. So I teach a couple of classes that work on study skills and character ed and trying to help students be successful, not only academically, but just in life. And I think that's something that I, as I've been in the teaching role, what I see that role in has changed a little bit in my years of teaching, and it's evolved into this. And the impact, again, that I think I can help students in this role has been fantastic. Something I couldn't do as a science teacher.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Have you yourself had any challenges that you had to overcome in your schooling?
I don't know if I'm the only teacher in the world that will admit that I wasn't always the best student. So I think like that some of my own personal experiences are ones that help me be able to relate to students that, you know, maybe school doesn't come as easy for them as other students. But really what I try to help students to see is that school isn't all about math and reading and science. It's a lot about just problem solving and overcoming challenges, being really prepared for everything that comes after school. And we can learn those skills through the challenges that we got in school. Mm-hmm. That's something that I really enjoy. I get to dig into and work a lot directly with in my new role.
Mm-hmm. Yes, how to handle what life throws at you is very important.
There's a lot of curveballs.
Yes. All right. Is this the first time you've been nominated for Teacher of the Year? Is it? A lot of times the teachers have been nominated a number of times before they finally.
I've been nominated a couple of times. This is actually the second time I've won Teacher of the Year for our district. So,
Two-time winner. Oh, my.
Yeah. It's an honor, and I'm sheepish about it, or I'm just very humbled by it because the award is voted on by my peers, I guess, my fellow teachers, and for them to look at me as someone deserving of this role when I know everybody up there is working so hard and everybody up there is so deserving, it really is a big honor.
Mm-hmm. And there's always a number of young people that want to go into teaching. What advice do you give them?
We need good young people to go into teaching. So I would advise them to follow art, if it's something that they're interested in, and to do it. I mentioned earlier that I went into teaching because I enjoy teaching, not because I wanted to coach. I do feel like there can be some confusion on why to go into teaching. And the good teachers are the ones that go into it because of that. And I think that teachers that stick with it for 15 plus years, I guess, where I'm at now, you know, like you realize that there's a lot of difficulty in the role. And those difficulties aren't getting smaller, to be honest, but the reward is very much real. It is like working with the young people and seeing them improve and grow and be successful is highly rewarding and is worth it. It's worth it if you can get past the tough stuff.
Yeah, one of the most important jobs, I think, in our society, that's for sure.
I appreciate you saying that.
Underappreciated, I think that's generally true, unfortunately. But all right, well, anything else you want to, maybe any other words of wisdom you want to part?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, I'm really humbled. I appreciate the honor. Do my best to live up to it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, that's Kevin Pope. He's a science teacher there at the Morris Area High School, Morris School District's Teacher of the Year this year. Congratulations again, and thanks for being with us, Kevin, on the KMRS Community Connection.
Thank you very much.